Jafar Sayed to come and present what you have prepared now. Say aloud salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala.
Respected Maulana, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to give a speech on Shaheed Arif Husseini. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shaheed Arif al-Hussein al-Husseini opened his eyes on the 25th of November, 1946, at the time of Adhan-e-Fajr. His pious mother brought him up until the age of 5 when he was sent to a school. And at that same time, arrangements had been made for him to study the Holy Quran at home. In 1962, after completing his high school, Shaheed Arif Husseini took admission in the Madrasa Ijafariya. This was the beginning of the unending quest for knowledge and faith by a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Salawat.
Shaheed Arif Husseini departed for Najaf, Iraq in 1967 for further religious studies. More than 20 times during his 6.5 years of stay in Najaf, Shaheed Arif Husseini went to Karbala on foot. Whenever Shaheed Arif Husseini left for Karbala with any caravan, he always took the luggage of elderly and sick on his shoulders in the same way of our imams, alayhi salam. Thus he tried to model his life from the examples of the Ahlul Bayt. While Shaheed Arif Husseini was studying in Najaf, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah alayh, was also living in Najaf in exile. Imam Khomeini then used to lead Maghribin prayers at the Madrasa Ayatollah Brojardi. Very few Muslims prayed behind Imam Khomeini due to strict vigilance and heavy harassment on him. But the only Pakistani to, without fear, came to every Maghrib to pray behind Imam Khomeini was Shaheed Arif Husseini. One day, a friend of Shaheed Arif Husseini tried to persuade him that it would be better for him to stay away from Imam Khomeini. Shaheed Arif replied with complete calmness, "My friend, your Shia religion was not created in Pakistan. It pours out from Arabian land. And Abu Abdullah, alayhi salam, was also not Pakistani. We are amongst those who say labbaik to the call of Hal min Nasir yan Sunnah by our Imam, alayhi salam. We are in search of truth and we support every movement for truth and justice, wherever it is in the world. This is our duty. Pray that this son of Zahra, salamu alayhi, remain safe from the enemies while trying to spread his message. Remember that if anything happens to this leader, God forbid, then for many, many years, no Alim-ed-Din can stand up to speak against the tyranny. If he succeeds in this endeavor, inshallah, then it will be a victory of Islam. And once again, Alim-ed-Din's stature will greatly improve. So repent to Allah and throw such cowardly and evil thoughts from your heart. August 5th, 1988 was recorded as a tragic day in Islamic history when the leader of the Islamic movement in Pakistan, Allama Arif Hussein al-Husseini, was martyred in Peshawar when he was going for Fajr prayer. On the 40th day of his martyrdom, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah alayh, sent a message to the people and ulama of Pakistan. Here are a few excerpts of his message. Islamic nations have surely realized the reason of this incident. Why? In Iran, the likes of Mutahhiri, Beheshti, and other dear ulama. In Iraq, the likes of Sadr and Hakim. In Lebanon, the likes of Raqib. In Pakistan, the likes of Arif Husseini. And in all other countries, suffering clergymen of Islam in the name of Muhammad, peace and God's mercy be upon him and his progeny. are targets of conspiracy and assassinations. The biggest difference between the committed ulama and clergymen of Islam and pseudo-clergymen is that the struggling ulama of Islam are constantly targets of the poison darts of world devourers, and the first shots have been aimed at their hearts. While under the protection of gold lovers who seek to rule the world, the latter have been singing their praises, have been their yes men, and have propagated evil. The way to fight the American-style Islam is particularly complex, and all the aspects of this should be clarified to the barefooted Muslims. Unfortunately, for many Islamic nations, the line between the American-style Islam and genuine Muhammadan Islam, between the Islam of the barefooted and deprived and the Islam of the dogmatic, pseudo-holy men and ungodly capitalists and insensitive, affluent people, has not yet been clearly defined. If this duty has been carried out by the seminaries, our dear Sayyid would very likely still be with us. The honorable Muslim people of Pakistan, who are truly revolutionary and faithful to Islamic standards, and who have had long-standing war, revolutionary, ideological, and cultural ties with us, must keep the thoughts of that great person alive, and not let the sons of Satan prevent the growth of genuine Muhammadan Islam. As Imam Rizwanullah Ali said, we need to keep the thoughts of Shaheed Arif Husseini alive, not only with these gatherings or publishing his khutbas, but most importantly, by practicing them in our daily life. Here are a few excerpts from the speeches of Shaheed Arif Husseini. Muslims, whether Pakistani, Turkish, Malay, or Egyptian, have all realized that for Muslims, a life of dignity is possible only under the protection of Islam. The remaining systems, whether of socialism or other ideology, are a fraud and nothing less than a fraud. The Islamic Revolution has destroyed the belief that governments or nations must look towards either the USA or the Soviet Union for their existence. It is demonstrated that nations can live safely under the protection of Islam, even if they defy both superpowers. The Islamic Revolution has particularly affected Pakistan's younger generation, both Shia and Sunni. They are now convinced that they can achieve success only through Islam. Unless we understand both La ilaha and illallah in their true spirit, we can't reach the stage of introducing the Islamic system in Pakistan. We will not be able to achieve dignity and stability unless we liberate ourselves from imperialism and bury it. Otherwise, we can neither promulgate nor enforce an Islamic system. Since the Islamic Revolution, both the Tawhidi satanic powers have realized that if Muslims become united, they will have to leave their countries, as America had to quit Iran. Therefore, they have increased the pace of their intrigues against Muslims, particularly in Pakistan, because they have seen that here religious sentiments are strong. They know if any real Islamic system or Islamic revolution is allowed or take root here, there will be problems for the superpowers. Salawat.
MashaAllah. Please say another loud salawat for Brother Jafar Sayyid. MashaAllah, he had very beautifully kind of reiterated many of the things that Hujjatul Islam Nasir have said in his speech. And when Brother Faisal asked me to do the MC for this program, I did not have much time and I did a little bit of research. And one of the things I found that how difficult it was to really, there's just so much that the Shaheed Arif Husseini have done for the people of Pakistan and Muslims in general, but who was Shaheed Arif Husseini? And in my little research, I found Imam Rahil, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Alayhi, have talked about Shaheed Arif Husseini just as he have talked about Shaheed Mutahiri. And as Brother Jafar was alluding to that instruction to the people of Pakistan, that we should keep not only the memory of Shaheed alive in Pakistan, but his fikr, his path, his ideology as well. So we will continue our program, and next I have Sister Zoha Hassan, who have prepared a presentation. Is Sister Zoha ready? اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. Today I'm going to say a few words about Shaheed Husseini. Shaheed Husseini was born on 24th November 1946 in the village Bivar of Khurram Agency, Praya Chinar, in the house of Faisal Hussain Shah. Allama Husseini received his primary education at his hometown government primary school and later on went to Praya Chinar to complete his high school. Later he showed a keen interest in religious studies and studied at Madrasa Jafriya Praya Chinar. From here he went to the Iraqi city of Najaf for further studies. In 1973 he returned home, got married, and a year later went to the holy city of Qom, Iran to join the Hawza Ilmiya. In 1975 and 1977 he went on Hajj. He constituted a local Baitul Mal and raised donations from the locals and also help, and also people residing in other countries. People contributed wholeheartedly to the fund that provided help to the widows and the orphans in the area. It started giving scholarships to the deserving students and provided money for the marriages of poor girls. He became the leader of followers of Ahlul Bayt in Pakistan after the death of Mufti Jafar Hussain. During his leadership, he fought against the imperialists of his time. He was able to motivate people to rise against injustice with the Islamic Revolution in Iran. World powers did not want another revolution in Pakistan, so they decided to kill Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. He was martyred on the morning of August 15th at the Madrasa Jamiat al-Arif al-Islamiya, Peshawar. After completing his morning prayers, Allama Husseini went to the upper floor of the building when the Ibn Muljim of the time cowardly crept up to shed his innocent blood. Although he was elevated to the status of martyrdom, the community lost an enlightened, pious, and dedicated leader. Once, the Allama said, "Our belief is that we have to live our lives according to the sayings of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam. When we have this belief, but we do not strive to achieve this goal, then we are not living, we are dead. If we have to prove that we are living, then we have to struggle for this cause." Allama Arif Hussain Shaheed was not only living when he was alive, but he is also living today as he is a Shaheed. May Allah rest his soul in peace. Wassalam. Salawat.
One of the message for today is I think for also unity, and let's just show a little unity by coming a little bit forward and getting together, because we are all scattered, and so it would be good if say a loud salawat and please move forward. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Before we go to our multimedia presentation, we also have Brother Isaac, who have prepared some information on Hujjatul Islam, Arif Hussaini. Say a loud salawat for him, please.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers, sisters, and respected Mawlanas. My name is Isaac Busale. As a young Shia Muslim, I'm honored to be able to talk briefly about Shaheed Arif Husseini's qualities in dealing with people. At first, I didn't know anything about him, but when I asked But when I was asked if I could speak about him on his death anniversary, my mom and I started to do some research and came across a very interesting article on Malaya News Network. I got some factual information from other articles I read, such as when and where he was born, how many children he had, and how he died, which I feel was a very bad tragedy and loss for humanity. But what really caught my attention was how he dealt with other people. He had a very high level of ethics, which reminds me of how Imam Ali alayhi salam dealt with people. I think that was because he, just like Imam Khomeini, who was one of his main teachers, taught us that the method of approaching different situations is based on pre-formulated Islamic codes of ethics, politics, jurisprudence, and other things that tell us the rules of dealing with both friends and enemies. These codes of conduct and engagement are based on Islamic teachings that were passed to us by our Masumun alayhi salam. He proved forever that one can be successful anywhere in the world under any circumstances if one is a true follower of the wilaya of Ali ibn Abu Talib alayhi salam. Some of the examples of how our martyred Shahid Arif Hussain was in his financial dealings and his high level of ethics in his everyday life. Here are a few such examples from his biography found on a website called shahidfoundation.org. Once a relative of his took the car for personal use. Shahid Arif Husseini had been given this car by some mu'mineen in Dubai and was very strict in making sure that it was used for office purposes only and not for personal use or enjoyment. When Shahid heard of his relative using the car for personal use, his face changed, but he kept quiet until his relative had returned. When he came back, Shahid said to his relative, "My brother, do you want to push me into the flames of hell?" Shahid Arif Husseini said this because he felt he was breaking his promise to the mu'mineen who gave him this car and didn't want to be making this kind of mistake. After this incident, no one dared ask him to borrow this car for personal use. Another incident happened when Shahid Arif Husseini's relatives from Parachinar came to visit to meet his family. The relatives had presumed that their financial position might have improved, but were surprised to see the same living conditions. One of the relatives asked Shahid Husseini's wife about that, and she told them that people had sent expensive carpets, utensils, cloths, and different items as gifts, but her husband, after receiving these gifts, gave them to dowries of poor girls. There are many more examples of his high level of ethics in his daily life, and I wish, inshallah, that all of us learn lessons from his life and from the lives of all the Masumin and try our best to apply these lessons into our daily lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to please him and become one of the true followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and their teachings, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salawat.